The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it's Thursday. It's Thankful Thursday. And we're going to do something a little bit different this morning as well. Something that we're going to do a couple of times each month, showcasing South Carolina. No one better to do that than our Lieutenant Governor Pamela Ebbett. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. And I'm glad to hear that you're okay after the little mishap yesterday with your vehicle.
No, I'm okay. Thank goodness everybody is fine. You know, we had a little minor injury, but I was okay. And, you know, my assistant Sonia, everybody knows Sonia. She travels with me all the time. She is okay. And our detail is okay. So thank God for that. You know, I tell my kids all the time, you never know when you need God. So it's always important to keep him first and foremost and give him all the glory he deserves, because he really does keep each and every one of us every day.
Well, he certainly yesterday was watching over you, your staff, and the sled agents, and the person in the other automobile. And that's just one of those things, exactly. Lieutenant Governor, you never know each morning when you get up, because you obviously, as you got up and was preparing for your day, you never thought, I'm going to be in an auto accident today.
No, I did not. And it's funny, because you know when you're a mom and you do those mom sermons, and we go on vacation, my kids are always like, if we're gone on a Sunday, that I'll say, well, we got to find a mass. And they'll say, Mom, it's vacation. You know, can't we just miss mass? And I'll say, boy, you better hope God's not on vacation the day you need him, right? And then I win, because you can't argue with that. And so yesterday when they were all concerned, I said, you see why it's so important. You know, God never takes a vacation.
Yeah.
And so we never need to. He keeps us safe every day. So I'm just thankful for everybody. I'm thankful that everybody was okay. Nobody was seriously injured. And then that's all that really matters.
So see, that's part of Thankful Thursday. Something that we do every Thursday. You truly today have something to be thankful for.
I do. I'm thankful every day. You know, Joey, I think we are so blessed to be here in South Carolina, and we have such good things happening here. And just in general, I think, you know, when your family's healthy and you're healthy and everybody's safe, all the rest of the things we can eventually figure out, can't we?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. All right. So we're going to be visiting together some every few weeks, and we're calling this Showcasing South Carolina, basically hashtag showcasing SC, because I got to tell you, you make me tired just trying to keep up with where you are every day as I follow you on Facebook and other social media outlets, because you're everywhere.
Well, thank you. You know, that was the governor's dream for his second, is he wanted to make sure that we were all over, that we were talking to businesses, talking with leaders, talking with everybody we could to make sure that we are, you know, what we're doing right, what are we doing wrong, what can we do to help you, and that's what we're doing. So it was wonderful, because we talked about it a few times, Joey. The lieutenant governor's position changed so much, and so I have the honor of kind of helping in this new role of what the new lieutenant governor will be, and so I hope everybody sees I'm trying to set a high benchmark. And the governor has been amazing, working together, you know, both of us getting out there and talking to as many people as we can, because you can't solve problems sitting in Columbia. And that's
sure.
What the governor feels. We have to be out there, and we have to be talking to people and making sure we're doing the best we can to keep South Carolina winning and growing. That's what it's all about. We got a lot of competition around us, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee. They're all wanting to be us. So we have to make sure we're always staying ahead of the game, keeping our eye on the prize.
Yep. So, as you just mentioned, you're sort of defining a new role for the lieutenant governor, because it is totally different. Any surprises as you've gotten into this?
You know, when I came out of business, everybody that I knew in the business world said, why are you doing this? You know, do you really believe you can make a difference? Do you really think that you can make a difference doing what you're doing? And I put my faith in the governor because the governor feels that if you're in public service and you're doing all the right things, that you are making a difference for people. And he is completely right. I think by this new role I have, I'm able to be out there and I'm able to connect people, people that have a problem with, you know, somebody that can help fix their problem. And, you know, as I went and talked with businesses, I kept hearing over and over again about public transportation being an issue. We had to look into public transportation and make it better for the people trying to get to work, for businesses trying to get people to work. And with the governor's blessing, he said, go for it. We had a public transportation symposium. Basically, it started out as a round table, but so many people got excited about it. It grew a lot bigger. And we had people there from all over, from Greenville, from Horry County, dealing with public transportation. We had DOT representatives there. We brought all the stakeholders to the table, and we brought business, because that's what Team South Carolina is all about, is bringing all the stakeholders together, getting them in a room, and seeing how do we make things better. And I think that's what we're doing. So I am really excited about being able to do that. And talk about it with you. This is a great outlet. I say all the time, South Carolina is a small state, but you wouldn't think so because people in Greenville don't understand what's happening sometimes in Charleston and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you follow me on social media, Joey. You know, you're a great friend. I wish everybody listening would follow because that's what, you know, we try to do is talk about the great things going on in our state. And making sure everybody knows about it, so you have something to feel proud about.
Yeah. Well, when we started talking about having a regular visit a few times a month, you know, I thought Thursday is the day for that because, again, we do Thankful Thursday, and we try to spend a little time each Thursday to talk about the positive things because there is a lot of positive things happening in South Carolina, in our nation, even amid all the chaos that we seem to witness every day. And so, you know, showcasing SC is just a great time to do that. And I'm glad that we're going to make this a regular thing as we kind of keep up with what's happening in South Carolina. Because look, we have a lot to be thankful for in South Carolina for sure.
We definitely do. You know, I had the privilege of being an inman at the workability center,
mm-hmm.
And this is a place for people with disabilities, and they train them in all different facets.
Yeah.
And it's happening right here. So I'm here to tell you, when you hear only the rich were helped with the tax cuts, only the rich are being helped with this great economy, that's so not true. Because they talk about how, you know, employers are now reaching out. Great companies like Timken get involved with them. And they train in hospitality. Certain businesses come in and have them do job processes right in their facility. And they told me that a year ago, they had 200 to 250 individuals in their facility, and now they're under 100 because the rest are out working.
Wow!
And I think that's amazing. And these facilities are all over the state, training people who, at some point, business owners may not have looked at to be part of their workforce because we had such high unemployment. And we are doing a lot in South Carolina to really build up our workforce.
Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, thank you again for your time, and I look forward to visiting with you a few times each month as we showcase South Carolina and all that we have to be thankful for and the good job that you and Governor McMaster are doing.
Well, thank you so much, Joey, and I hope everybody has a great day and a great weekend. I look forward to talking with you again in a few weeks.
Sure thing, and just be safe.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.